The funeral of a police constable shot dead by terrorists in Northern Ireland earlier this week is due to take place today. Meanwhile, the commanders of Ireland's two police forces pursued a common strategy yesterday for catching Irish Republican Army dissidents responsible for a new wave of violence amid fears their next attack could be a car bomb. Paul Arthur is a professor of politics and director of peace and conflict studies at the University of Ulster. He says that intelligence forces to date have been successful, but will need to be bolstered to counter new threats.
The chief of the police representative body, if you like, the police trade union, made the point that if the dissidents had been successful in the past, 45 of his members would now be dead, and that hasn't happened. So in that respect, you would have to say that the security authorities have been successful. And the success is based really on intelligence gathering. And the Chief Constable of Northern Ireland now realises that they need to enhance that intelligence operation. A good deal of that, I think, would help to dampen down the violence and also greater cooperation from a wider public who may be able to give information because they don't recognise the legitimacy of the violence that has been used recently. The one serious concern is that if the dissidents manage to pull off a spectacular, and remember it was the Real IRA who were responsible for the Omagh bomb 10 years ago when 29 people were killed, they could foment sectarian violence again, and there is a slight possibility that loyalist paramilitaries would come back into the frame, and if that happened, then things would be very serious. But I don't think that that will happen.